Hello, I am Manas Saran, Program Manager in the Azure Backup team at Microsoft. In this video, I will give you a brief overview of how Maps V2 can help you in reducing your backup TCO drastically by leveraging the latest technologies in Windows Server 2016. As you must be knowing, Windows Server 2016 comes with a series of storage optimizations as block cloning for RFS and storage spaces direct. With these technologies, Maps V2 reduces the overall TCO for backup by achieving 50% storage savings, 3 times faster backups, and more efficient storage utilization using workload-aware storage. Workload-aware storage enables you to configure Maps to store backups on high or low performance storage as the workloads may need. Now let us see how Maps does this. Suppose you have a SQL database of 10 blocks that needs to be backed up by Maps. Maps formats the storage into an RFS volume and stores the backup on a VHDX. RFS stores blocks in a VHDX in a common chunk store, and the VHDX has pointers to the chunk store. For the next recovery point, Maps creates an RFS clone of the original VHDX. Now let us say blocks 1 and 2 are changed for the backup. Maps transfers the new blocks and writes into the clone VHDX. Using allocate on write technology, RFS writes the new blocks to the chunk store, and the new clone VHDX content will point to the new 1 and 2 blocks for the changed data. Hence, RFS block cloning technology enables us to keep backup storage consumption in line with the production data sources. This reduces overall storage consumption and is perfect for dynamic data sources that grow and shrink with time. Further, allocate on write, which consumes 1/3 the IOPS that were needed by older technologies, makes backups 3 times faster. Modern backup storage also comes with another exciting feature, that is workload-aware storage. This enables you to configure volumes to be preferentially selected to back up certain kinds of workloads. Let's say you need to back up some SQL databases that are synchronized every 15 minutes. They can now be stored on high-performant volumes, and other workloads that may be backed up once a day can be stored on other low-performant volumes. This leads to efficient usage of storage while drastically reducing the overall cost. These storage savings, faster backups, and efficient usage of storage with Maps V2 results in tremendous reduction in backup TCO. The videos following this explain how you can achieve these savings. Thanks for watching.